Kiyoko now. Here's a Hunter. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Elber Feliz La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
So here we go tonight. There's an air of optimism, an air of positivity here around the Houston Dynamo. Last night, a 1-0 win in Guatemala City in the CONCACAF Champions League. One of the lead stories on the show here tonight. Welcome in, everybody, and our thanks, as always, to our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is on the air tonight. We're looking for your thoughts in the world of soccer, and we'll start it with the European Champions League, the Houston Dynamo result. How you feeling, Dynamo fans, right now at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So items on the docket here tonight. Again, Dynamo getting a 1-0 win in CONCACAF Champions League in Guatemala City. We had our own Soccer Matters Victor Ariza down there, did a wonderful job of documenting things and bringing sort of the flavor of what was going on in Guatemala City. Dynamo get a 1-0 victory courtesy of a DeMarcus Beasley goal in the 84th minute. So it's a ball that's headed out. It comes towards DeMarcus, calls a player off, it looks like, and absolutely hits it as sweet as possible in the 84th minute with his right foot. And you get a rare goal from the legendary U.S. national team defender, but it is a game winner. And it's a game winner that puts a nice perspective on that game in Guatemala City. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Second leg will be next Tuesday. And then, of course, the Dynamo are going to get the winner of Saprissa and Tigres. And Saprissa got a 2-0 win in Costa Rica. So it's going to make for an interesting second leg in Monterrey. It was a 1-0 victory. And the goal scorer was Johan Venegas for Costa Rica. I expect that to be turned around in Monterrey, quite frankly. And if Tigres comes to Houston, what an opportunity for us in this community. What an opportunity for the Houston Dynamo to take on what is one of the best teams that has been playing in Liga MX the last couple of years. And there are tons of Tigres fans here in Houston, Texas. Here are the guests on the program here tonight. We got a number of good ones here. So U.S. national team defender Matt Miazga, as we continue to count down towards the March 26th United States against Chile match. Now, I'm expecting a lot of the international players overseas coming in. I'm expecting Christian Pulisic. I'm expecting Weston McKennie. Players like that coming in. McKennie, by the way, playing today for Schalke. 3-2 loss to Manchester City. Juventus going down today 2-0. And I think if Pulisic and McKennie come, it's going to boost the ticket sales as well. So I would expect they're going to be coming to Houston. I think Greg Berhalter wants to get these guys in. He wants to begin to work with them. He's been over in Germany. He was there today taking in the game that Weston McKennie played in. Matt Herman, talking foosball. We're going to talk about some of those American players in the Bundesliga. We're going to talk about if Dortmund can hold off Bayern Munich. Also going to ask him some questions about Thomas Müller and why he's been struggling. Plus, you heard some pretty interesting comments from Oliver Bierhoff of the German FA. And Oliver Bierhoff was saying a lot of the same things we say here about the fact that Germany's not creating and developing and accelerating the development of special players, despite the fact that the Bundesliga is a very young league. It's pretty interesting to hear what he's got to say. So maybe Das Reboot has to be Das Rebooted again. And there's some changes that are going to occur, but you're going to find it very, very interesting how familiar the commentary is when certain countries struggle. I mean, that has been our pink elephant in the room. How do we create more game changers? Not just these wonderful, workmanlike, committed, loyal, hardworking players. Because I got news for you. 11 hardworking players on an MLS team, you're not going to draw fans. It's part of it. That stuff means a lot to coaches, not as much to fans. Fans want to see the guys who can break a game open. Fans want to see a guy who's got vision like he's got eyes in the back of his head. Fans want to see a guy take a guy on and beat two or three people off the dribble. Why do people like Albert Elise? Because he's not afraid to pick up a ball and run at people. Makes it exciting. We're in the entertainment business. And coaches are trying to stave that off as much as possible. You are in the entertainment business. And you as a coach, in the modern game, you better be uplifting. You better be inspirational, because you have to inspire not only your team, but your fan base, the media. This is part of the job requirement now. You can bet your bottom dollar when Jurgen Klopp was being brought to Liverpool, they understood the marketing value of that guy. Hey, Victor, by the way, this studio is baking in here. Hit that air conditioner. Jeez. I'm trying to recreate the summertime conditions at BBVA Compass Stadium in July here in our beautiful Gow Media Studios here. We've got Facebook Live going. We got a couple of our T-shirts adorned here. You can catch us down at Kings Court, one of our great sponsors, on Sunday for the Manchester United-Liverpool game. We're going to have a ton of mugs. Got a new shipment in. We got new colors. We got Dynamo orange Soccer Matters jerseys. And we have red that fit Liverpool and Manchester United fans. So we hope you will come down there. 20% will go to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. All right, so let's get into some thoughts about the Dynamo and Wastatoya. Wastatoya had 9 shots, 4 on goal. Frankly, for me, not dangerous in the final third. And they were the perfect team for the Dynamo to enter into the Champions League with. Because, look, we all knew this game wasn't going to be perfect for the Houston Dynamo. We knew there would be unforced errors. We knew people are still building up their levels of fitness. It's a tough time to enter this tournament. That said, you are the favorites against the team from Guatemala. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. And by the way, Toronto FC got spanked in Panama 4-0. That's an embarrassment, not only to TFC, but to Major League Soccer. That's an embarrassment. So I never thought Wastatoya was going to score against the Dynamo, especially once the game settled in. I don't think they'll score here in Houston. And that's based on me observing and watching 2 of their games prior. They are not a team that's dangerous in the final third. They win games 1-0, and they're not going to be capable of scoring 2 goals here. Now, that said, I don't want to sound disrespectful here at all, because anything can happen, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm telling you what I feel, and it's only my opinion and my judgment. Jose Calderon had 3 saves for Wastatoya. Dynamo had 6 shots, 4 on goal, 2 saves for Joe Willis. Big takeaways in this game. You now, again, are reminded, like a bucket of cold water thrown in your face, how important Juan David Cabezas is to the Houston Dynamo, and that is in the vein of Elise and Kyoto. Struna, Figueroa, solid positionally. I think smart move from Wilmer Cabrera to play experience down there. Wasn't going to be a team that pressed. They didn't. I don't know if Minor Figueroa broke a sweat in that game, quite frankly. Struna looked better. They all looked better positionally. The team shape was better. And there were a lot of giveaways and losses of possession and things that you would expect at this time of the year. So I think we have to be realistic. And the Dynamo back four weren't really tested. Let's be honest. But I was a little bit nervous about it after the last preseason game against Sporting Kansas City. Full sharpness is not expected at this time of the year for the Dynamo. That's the problem with CONCACAF Champions League. That becomes the problem if you advance going up against the caliber of a Saprissa or a Tigres of Liga MX, because those teams are light years ahead of Wastatoya. Everybody had good moments. I want to run real quick the sound from A.J. De La Garza, because A.J. De La Garza, with this commentary, shows you where he is from the level of accountability. And I love this from experienced players.
Yeah, it was different than any preseason game you can play in. For myself, I haven't played more than 60 minutes. in preseason yet, just because of injuries. But so for my first 90 to be here, we know it's never easy to one, play in a row, to two, to play in this competition, and three, to play on a pitch like that. So hopefully we can do better and clean some things up this week.
So that was DeMarcus Beasley. We'll take a moment here for the Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. DaspitLaw.com, 713-32-HURT. 713-32-HURT. They are bilingual, whether you're getting a car accident, motorcycle. Daspit Law Firm has you covered. They're going to work for you 24-7 nights and weekends, and you'll get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. We thank them very much. Yesterday it was Bayern Munich 0-0 at Liverpool, Lyon against Barcelona. Dynamo fans, what do you have to say after the 1-0 victory over Huastatoya? And Champions League fans, what do you have to say? Atletico Madrid today knocking off Juventus, Schalke going down to Manchester City, and of course, teams that are positioned in a good place when it comes to Bayern Munich, Liverpool, and Lyon and Barcelona. April 3rd, a night for Champions 3, Federal American Grill, 510 Shepherd. It'll benefit the Snowdrop Foundation Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Basically, it's a night with commentators. Myself, the legendary Bill Worrell of the Houston Rockets, the legendary Bill Brown of the Houston Astros. $100 via Eventbrite. Great work done by Andrew Kapolsky, Snowdrop Foundation, and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Okay, we're going to take a break. More to come.
The taste of love is sweet.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Time now for Glenn to name today's big winner.
The winner takes it all. You know you're looking at a winner, winner, winner.
Cause we're a winner. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Ah, that's some brilliant work there from Michael Carroll and the Voice of God, who I believe is out of New York. Never seen a picture of the Voice of God, but man, if I had those pipes, imagine. All right, so here's my winner. It is a youth soccer club here in Houston, Texas. It is Dynamos SC. Now, that's a club up in Cyfair area, Cyprus. Every year, without any question, jump on board and they host a soccer clinic. It's Sunday, March 17th. It's the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic. They've been doing this, we've been doing this as partners for years. Olivier Finidori, the former professional player for the Houston Hotshots, runs it. Jim Walker, who was the former general manager of the Houston Dynamos back in the 80s. No fail. The soccer club gets behind it every year. It's 3 to 5:30 at Dias Park off Kitsman. It's dynamosoccer.com to sign up. Dynamosoccer.com. Now, this is open to everybody. And this is a clinic that's going to last for 2.5 hours. It's $50. All the proceeds go back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. You get a T-shirt. Dynamos SC in Cyprus. Olivier Finidori, Jim Walker, all the constituents of that club, staff, and most importantly, Joby Napier, who we lost in recent times here. Just one of the most giving guys you would ever imagine. So it goes out to Dynamos SC. I hope you like that little feature each and every week. We will do that. So 713-780-3776 is the number. It was posed today. And again, we got to give also a big shout out. And I would throw under that winner's category that traveling fan group for the Dynamo down in Guatemala City. It's remarkable. I mean, that was just a tremendous effort from everybody down there. I was so excited, not only for the Dynamo and DeMarcus Beasley to get the game winner, but I was so excited for them to get to witness a game-changing moment that made the Dynamo winners down there. This is people spending their hard-earned money. This is people getting off of work. And this is people that I think have a sense of cavalier spirit and, you know, kind of an exploratory part of them. Maybe they're not calling in tonight because they're still partied out, or they may still be down there. 713-780-3776. I'd love to hear from some of the Dynamo fans what it meant to be in that stadium last night. But one of my colleagues in the business from ESPN, Max Bretos, came out and said, hey, maybe it's time that we just can the whole CONCACAF Champions League for MLS teams. And when I heard that, I just said to myself, I mean, why? Because coaches complain about it? Because Toronto FC got smoked 4-0 in Panama? It's nonsense. You have to be a part of the world in the global community when it comes to soccer. MLS has to be. You can't take your ball and go home. You have to breach the cultures through travel and competition, like those fans did last night. You can't cry about this. You have to figure out ways to win it. Yes, you're coming in under different difficult circumstances, but come on, with the resources that we have, we shouldn't be losing the teams from Panama and Guatemala now. Okay? I'm sorry. Can't take your ball and go home. We would all love this if we could win it. And why would we compare UEFA and CONCACAF? Comparisons are the challenges because it's on television. But CONCACAF can be something bigger if the powers want it to be. Yes, the calendar is an issue. That's a whole other story. But there are solutions. And for those teams that get into it and remind everybody that you got into it, then you got to figure out how to win it. But you can't take your ball and go home. You got to make your teams better. You got to invest more. And you got to navigate it. And I'll tell you what, if you're Sporting Kansas City and you get Toluca, or you're the Dynamo and you get Huastatoya, or you're Toronto FC, well, maybe not in that case because they got smashed on the counter 4-0, you got to be accountable for it. And look, Wilmer Cabrera came out right away and he said, look, we are not hitting all cylinders. We all who are followers of the Dynamo and know the sport of soccer realize we're not expecting a perfect soccer game. We're expecting a team that's smart and can bridge the gap of being in preseason through tactics, through moments. Let's go to the phone lines in Gerardo. Gerardo.
Hello?
Hey, Gerardo. You're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, Glenn. How's it going?
Going good. How about you?
Going good.
Right. What's on your mind?
I actually wanted to talk about the Champions League, now that you mentioned that.
Go for it.
I did watch most of the game last night. It was a pretty late game, but I thought for the most part the team did well, especially on the road. And the one thing I'm really concerned, and you had brought it up a few months ago on the show, was Juan David Cabezas and his health. It's not like a comforting sign to see in the first international fixture to see him hurt.
Well, let me just stop you there, because Victor arises here. Victor, was that just cramping that happened to Juan David Cabezas?
According to him, he said that it was just a precaution. He didn't want to risk it, so he decided to just ask for the substitution.
But he didn't say what it was.
Just a little bit of, I guess, tightness.
I thought he was cramping up. I thought I saw somebody trying to help him with the cramp, and it's been turned into something. But I can understand why people would be on a little bit of pins and needles. Victor Ariza was down there with Soccer Matters, so we appreciate what he did, and we're going to talk to him in a minute. But look, I think what we learned there was, first of all, to get a road win was important because the Dynamo really have struggled on the road over the last couple of years. I mean, more than struggle, right? So, yeah, so that's a big confidence boost. And to produce the type of goal, I mean, that was emphatic by DeMarcus Beasley. That was a goal that got you to jump out of your seat, you know? I mean, I'm in my house and I jumped up in the air. I can imagine what everybody did in the stadium. So this was a goal of quality. This was a goal of class. And that's what people are going to remember from this night. And you leave a winner. And that is positive for this Dynamo team. But the other thing that really came full circle to me is fundamentally how important Juan David Cabezas is for the Dynamo. And that comes from his presence on the field, the edge that he carries. He's not afraid to be physical. his buildup of the game. I mean, he gets a lot of the ball, and he will get a lot of the ball as a six this year, as always. But he is a man amongst the men on the Dynamo. And that presence was missed last year. Nobody really wanted to grab that mantle without him. So he is fundamentally so important. We understand that last night. And back to that potential injury, this is the tricky thing for coaches in MLS bringing their teams in, because they also have to be careful of the overall health of their players. And it's real easy to forget it's early in preseason, and then you play somebody too long, they tear a muscle or something, and your whole season becomes different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I've been following the team for years, and I know just in the ups and downs of the season and acquiring the players that we have now, I know Cabezas is very big importance on the team, especially considering he was, I always could say, like a fifth defender at times.
Oh, yeah, he's the third center back at times, no question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gerardo, what else you got before I let you go?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I'm really excited. I have my ticket for next week. I'm really excited and hoping they can advance on to the quarterfinals. I'll be there to root for them.
Beautiful. I'll see you on Tuesday. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets for the second leg of the Dynamo Huastatoya. Thank you very much, Gerardo.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, let's go to Victor Ariza, who was down there, and great reporting. You put some wonderful stuff out. You really gave everybody what I thought was the real sort of flavor of what it is to play in Central America. What stood out to you? For me, it was road win. For me, it was Cabezas' importance to the team. And then I think a lot of the rest of it was really things that we expected. I mean, nobody's going to be hitting full cylinders.
Yeah, I think one of the bigger things is experience. And to me, that's the word that stands out of this game, because, yes, it was a great goal, but it was also a goal of experience. Now, DeMarcus Beasley, he's not as fast as he used to be, but his mind, I mean, that's something you can't, I mean, I would equate it to what people in other sports would say, maybe a quarterback, like when Peyton Manning was in his final years, his mind, you know, using that to
Victor, sort of you're over, are you overanalyzing this goal?
No, this ball dropped for him, and he ran onto it,
and he smacked it and scored a fantastic goal.
I'm giving
goal
DeMarcus
to win it.
Beasley more credit, because Huastatoya wasn't, they were a 1-2-trick pony. They weren't a great team. And we've said this, well, I've said this at least. If they had gotten, if they had drawn a team in Liga MX or a Costa Rican team, they would have had to done a tougher preseason. They got lucky. They were uneasy in the first couple of minutes of this game. Guastatoya was attacking DeMarcus Beasley because he's not as fast as he once was. They were kind of getting on him. But DeMarcus, through his experience, you know, on certain plays, was able to gain the edge. And in this case, Guastatoya didn't have anybody on that. I thought you were talking about
simply the goal was about experience. The goal was just about
The win, the entire win. Well, the goal itself, too, because if Guastatoya has a player there, they clear it out.
But look,
there's nobody
Wilmer, first of all, the defensive header wasn't a good one, because it was directed right to somebody outside the 18 who had no pressure. And DeMarcus, I believe, called somebody off it. And he hit it as sweet as possible, and there's a maze of bodies. But Wilmer Cabrera was smart to go with experience down there.
Yes, I agree.
I would also say again, having watched Huastatoya prior to this in two games, they are not a dangerous team in the final third. They're not a team that really can score goals. And that's why I think
when you
got Minor, Figueroa, yeah, but I don't think they were. I mean, everybody has to have a moment at home in the CONCACAF Champions League.
What I mean is that
I never felt threatened by them. And I don't think Minor, Figueroa was put out of the comfort zone the whole night.
Nope.
I mean, maybe two plays and Joe Willis made it. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not a team that could test you. So to go all experience to be in a different environment like that, I think was very smart of Wilmer Cabrera. Now, are you going to last the entire year? You know, you're going
to
see Alejandro Fuenmayor move back into this team
a
lot. So, you know, we'll see how Wilmer Cabrera tries to do that. But to go with experience down there and with the knowledge of handling that type of environment was a smart move.
It was, but I think that's what I take away from the game. Guys like Struna, guys like Figueroa, maybe adding a Matias Vera next to Cabezas. Let's remember, these guys hadn't played with each other.
Well, that's been the plan
officially.
All year.
They hadn't played officially, Jordan. But they were already more solid than what they had last year.
Like I said, you don't judge it all now on one game. You judge it six games into MLS.
I agree with that, yes.
Wonderful start. Wonderful start. Wonderful goal. What else down there about the environment can you shed on this?
The people, the singing. I was amazed with the attendance because as the trip that the Dynamo fans took was a great one, but also the trip that the Guastatoya fans took. It's a town about an hour and a half away, 70 kilometers, 9 p.m. on a work night. Yes, the team provided buses and all that, but you know, you still have to get the people down there. And I just think all of it, all the elements made for such a great night and a beautiful night in Guatemala City.
Yeah, so they, what'd you say? I think you sent me a text last night, 3,500 people?
That's the number they gave out, but to me that seems too...
Didn't seem enough,
number.
Huh?
I don't know how they calculate that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ticket sales or something.
I don't either. Hey, it was great. It's a perfect start. Lots of positivity. I think that's wonderful. So I think we got a very nice glimpse, though, into how the Dynamo are going to play this year. Obviously, with the two sixes, Vera and Cabezas.
Right.
Those guys are going to get a lot of the ball, especially the guy who ends up being the deeper lying guy. And they switched off a little bit, but I think... For the most part, probably will want Cabezas a little bit deeper, although he wasn't afraid to join in. I also like the fact that Kiki Struan at times would pick a ball up because he wasn't getting pressured and run it into midfield, try and draw somebody and then play it off. So that's something different we haven't seen from a center back.
Right. And I mean, one of the things that I immediately told a couple of colleagues there in the press box was, you know, if Guastatoya had somebody that could just hold the ball, that does something completely different. The Dynamo are able to do that. Maybe they didn't have the fitness in there, but they at least had some of the technique and ability, and that's what, you know, kind of puts them over the edge. The signings that came this season are something that maybe they should have done last year. They should have, you know, maybe they looked at 2017 and didn't, you know, reinforce it the right way. Well, now they reinforced it, and now we're seeing the difference on the field, at least for one game.
One game. Have to be careful. One game against a team you're expected to advance against from Guatemala, and that's not being disrespectful. Well, and to that point, Darwin Seren came off the bench for Cabezas.
That's a great option to
and
have
he
off the
was
bench.
He was last year one of the key signings. Matt Jordan had said him and Arturo Alvarez.
Right.
So
Marlon
we
Harrison
have seen,
was a like for like replacement for an Albert Elise or a Kyoto.
We have seen the Dynamo definitely upgrade and build the roster stronger. But, you know, the jury's still out. This is one game. It's a great, great moment of positivity. It's a great moment to win on the road. Six games into the season, we've been begin to take a little bit more from the judgment standpoint when the competition improves. I don't think any question. Good stuff down there, Victor. You were solid down there, Victor. You were as solid as Struna was.
Thank you. We'll have some more stuff on the page.
Great work down there, and I'm glad you enjoyed yourself as well. So Victor's got more for you. Just a reminder here, April 3rd, a night for champions, Federal American Grill, 510 Shepherd, Snowdrop Foundation, Curing Children's Cancer Fund, Bill Worrell, Houston Rockets, Bill Brown, myself will be there. Some kind of behind-the-scenes stories about the commentary business, travel. I actually have a good one from the Estadio Mateo Flores, where you were last night when I went there to call a World Cup qualifier with John Harkes between the United States and Guatemala. And that stadium was absolutely full with everybody in all white. June, Ron Atkinson, Big Ron, Tom Clare, the great author, has set up the banquet. Ron Atkinson will be the featured speaker. We're already selling tickets for that as well. We'll get you some information on that, but that's another one. All this goes to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Let's take a break. Eddie Robinson coming up next.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Is the stage set for Leroy Sané on his return to Schalke? It's Sané! Oh, my word! That is magnificent! Sensational free kick by Leroy Sané. And they've got a goal. They've won it. Raheem Sterling in the very last minute has got a third for Manchester City.
El centro del balón que venía cerrando segundo poste. Le queda el rebote de Marcos Beasley. ¡Gol!
For me, the solidness that we show in the back, it was important for us to start the competition and to start with you in the back. So when you play, when you go anywhere, if you don't concede, that is important. So for me today, I'm really excited and happy because we show solidness in the back, and we show that the players are getting better, and that is going to be important. We're going to get better going forward. Attacking, we're going to get better. That's for sure. It's just a matter of playing games.
Eddie Robinson joining me now. You'll catch him on the Cube this year on Houston Dynamo broadcast. We start next Saturday on the Cube. And also, Eddie, doing double duty, assistant coach with the Houston Dash under James Clarkson alongside of Monica Gonzalez. Eddie, is there anything else I need to tell anybody about you?
No, I'm just excited to be on. It's been a little bit since I've gotten to come on, and glad to be back and talking with you.
Well, you've been a busy man, so you're involved with the draft, the league draft with the NWSL, and getting everything sorted out. All right, you heard Wilmer Cabrera's quotes. You saw the game. What were your thoughts overall from Guatemala City?
My thoughts is Guastatoya didn't offer anything. I think I look at the games in Arizona and the Mobile Mini Sun Cup against Seattle and Kansas City. I think those are more representative of where the Dynamo are right now. And I agree with Wilmer. It's brilliant. When you can go on the road and not concede, you've got a chance. Because in this competition, you get to come home and you get to score goals. And I think the Dynamo are going to do well next week in the home leg. But like he said, they need to improve offensively. The Dynamo need to do better. They need to score more goals. And we've seen what the attack of the Houston Dynamo can offer in years past. I just think that it's been a bit inconsistent. So I hope the Dynamo can work on some things and just make it a bit more consistent.
Yeah, definitely was consistent during that ill-fated July. No question about that, because we lived through that last year. 713-780-3776. Eddie Robinson, color commentator on the Cube, former Dynamo defender, now assistant coach with the Houston Dash, joining us on the program. One thing that stood out to me, Eddie, and again, you take everything with a grain of salt at this point, but the fact that you get a game winner is a good thing. You get a shutout. You win on the road, which has been a problem. But just the importance of Juan David Cabezas just jumped through your internet screen, I think, last night.
Without question. I mean, we talked about it, you and I, on most of the broadcast last year, how much his presence was missed considering what he did in 2017 and what he meant to this team. He's an unsung hero. The things he does, they don't necessarily show up on the post-game stats. Tracking back, breaking up plays, in possession. He's a huge part of this Dynamo team. We saw it in 2017. We saw what it meant for him not to be part of this team in 2018 with all the injuries. I love the guy.
I love him. I love his attitude. I love his personality. He reminds me a bit of Ricardo Clark. He's not vocal. He's not verbal. He does his leading with his play, and he sets an example for his teammates in game, in training. So, obviously, as you said, he's a huge part of the success or lack thereof of the Houston Dynamo this year. They need to look after him, make sure he's healthy.
You know, the other neat thing was he came in studio last year and he did an interview in English, and he did one after the game with Victor again. And I just think that's absolute gold. That tells you a lot about the man. The health is the thing that has to be the big concern here. But, you know, they're going to play with twin sixes with Vera. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm going to swip you over now to UEFA Champions League. I know you watched, like I did, the Liverpool-Bayern Munich game. How about some thoughts on that? And, you know, it's funny because today you hear everybody saying, who's positioned better now? Is it Liverpool or is it Bayern? You know, Liverpool can get a road goal in Munich. And, you know, so it's pretty interesting, you know, how everybody's kind of divided on who's got the upper hand in the second leg.
Yeah, you know, I still think it's 50-50, Glenn. I look at Bayern Munich, and the way I would describe their performance was professional. The way they defended, the way they possessed the ball, they didn't make mistakes on the road in an aggregate series, especially in Europe. That is the most important thing. Look at what Juventus did today. The mistakes that Juventus made today could be their downfall. Bayern Munich didn't make those mistakes. Now, given the attacking players that Liverpool has, of course, they can score an away goal, but to be able to get a 0-0 draw at Anfield is huge for Bayern Munich. I think, you know, if I had to give an edge, I'd say 52-48 for Bayern Munich, simply based on the attacking ability, the counterattack of Liverpool. But the defensive part of Bayern Munich's game yesterday, it just made me smile. The last-ditch blocking shots, defending crosses, never giving away a stupid pass like Schalke did today for the first goal against Manchester City. I mean, you just look at Bayern Munich and you think these are as professional players get. They know that they don't have to win the game to advance. They know that they have a home game coming up, that they don't do anything to put themselves in the hole, and they didn't. So, while I still think it's pretty much anybody's game, I give the smallest advantage to Bayern Munich.
Talking to Eddie Robinson here. Yeah, I agree with you. And their possession game helped to manage the game while, you know, Liverpool was trying to up the tempo. I also thought that Liverpool didn't have, like, really clear chances, honestly. I hear people talking about all these clear chances. I'm not sure they were all clear chances.
No, at all. The clear chances people were talking about.
I totally disagree.
Blocked.
Yeah, and the header from
shot.
The header from Salah, the angle you see the second time, it wasn't a clear chance. But here's the thing. Bayern has to go home now and has to open up a little bit more, which I think does play into the favor of Liverpool to a degree. They're going to have to try to win the game at some point. So that's important. All right, here's another one that came out. Should we eliminate the CONCACAF Champions League for Major League Soccer teams? That's what Max Bretos of ESPN says.
I respect Max a lot. He's been around Major League Soccer for years and years and years. I think he has a very educated opinion on things, but I have to disagree on this one. I think that for our league to gain the respect that most of the fans think it deserves, we have to be champions of our region of the world. FIFA separates the world in specific regions for a reason. Until we can say that Major League Soccer has the best teams in CONCACAF, I think that you're still going to have a hard time drawing the best talent in the world, drawing more TV rights, drawing more media rights, draw all of these things that go into making the league more financially viable. I think you have to establish a dominance over our region of the world, over CONCACAF. And we haven't done that. And I think that that's important. And I think that when you look at the evolution of Major League Soccer, that while everything is, the main focus has been making teams more competitive within the league, adding salary cap rules, adding all of the allocation money, and all of these things, also on the side, it's helping giving teams deeper rosters so that they can compete, not just in Major League Soccer season, not just in the U.S. Open Cup, but in CONCACAF. And while you may have coaches and players saying that, yeah, CONCACAF, it's on the back burner, it's not our main mission, I think that inside of the locker room, I think that off the field, out of the media, the players want to win. They're tired of playing second fiddle to Mexico. And I think that slowly but surely that's going to be a little bit more vocal. Players are going to start talking about it more. But, you know, as much as I respect Max, I respectfully disagree with him.
Yeah, I had stated in the beginning of the show that you got to be a part of the global soccer community. There's no way you can't participate in this. I mean, I do believe there are coaches in MLS that wish they didn't have to, because it's additional work and it kind of plays with what the overall picture is competing in MLS. But you have to be in the global soccer community. All right, so it's a good talking point. Eddie, thank you very much for coming on. We're up on a hard break. We got to keep things rolling on. We'll get you on again real soon, and we'll begin to break it down in a big way as we're getting close to that opener in MLS. And, of course, next Tuesday, the second leg against Huastatoya. Thank you, Eddie.
No worries, Glenn. I'll see you soon.
All right, you're the man. Eddie Robinson. Always enjoy my time with Eddie. We've had some wonderful experiences over the years calling Dynamo games together. And that, along with the third member of our team, Cindy Bourbano. So we appreciate all of that. All right, here's what's coming up in hour number two. We'll have Matt Herman talking foosball. I'm going to talk to him about all things Bundesliga, including American players. I'm going to have a local update with Blake Lieberman, Trinity goalkeeper under Paul McGinley in college. But he's an amazing story. You'll hear about that. Olivier Finidoria, Dynamo Soccer Club with the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic, March 17th. Sign up, dynamosoccer.com. All proceeds go back to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. And then, coming up, as our countdown to the U.S. against Chile continues here in Houston, March 26th, it's Reading defender Matt Miazga, who you remember played for the New York Red Bulls, then went to Chelsea, had a couple of appearances there, then went and played in the Dutch Eredivisie with Vitesse, Nantes, and then Reading. And that's where he is right now in the championship. We're going to talk about the differences in those leagues. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's a Kings Court Daspit Law Firm Advantage BMW break.